Radhika Jones, editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair. If you enjoy binge-watching the best TV shows and love hearing from the actors and showrunners who make them happen, then subscribe to Vanity Fair. Our Hollywood reporters take you behind the scenes of the year's most anticipated projects, the industry's biggest moves, and the hardest-fought awards races. From The Crown to The Real Housewives, we've got the inside scoop. As a special thank you to our still-watching audience, we're offering 15% off a yearly digital subscription to Vanity Fair. Visit vanityfair.com today and use promo code POD15. That's vanityfair.com, promo code POD15 for 15% off a yearly digital subscription to everything you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The world works in certain ways until a new great idea comes along and changes everything.
We need a name.
We live.
We dream.
We work.
I'm Travis Kalanick, and I will never back down from a fight. And if no one wants to believe in me, I'll make them believe by being undeniable.
These kids don't overthink. They don't get bogged down about the way things have always been done. They want to change things now.
Hello, my name is Richard Lawson. I'm the chief critic at Vanity Fair, and I will be your host for the new season of Still Watching. We're doing it a bit different this season because we're going to be covering three shows that are all closely linked in theme. We have We Crashed about the fall of WeWork, we have The Dropout about the fall of Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes, and we have Super Pumped, which isn't really about the fall of Uber exactly, but maybe it's about the fall of Travis Kalanick. So lots of falls, but lots of rises before the falls happen. And we just think that these three stories are so pertinent to the way that technology and online culture have blended into real life culture. They just have a lot to say about where we are as a society, I guess you could say. And to further the discussion, it won't just be monologuing. I will be interviewing creatives from behind the scenes of all three shows, and also bringing in some of my colleagues from Vanity Fair, not just people in the Hollywood section, but also people from The Hive, which covers tech and politics. And I think they'll have a lot of interesting things to say about these three subjects. One of those people, well, from the Hollywood team, is Katie Rich. Katie, you'll be joining me for at least some of this journey, won't you?
Hi, yes, I wouldn't miss it. I am so fascinated by all of these Silicon Valley monsters. Are they monsters? Maybe a question we'll get to answer as the season goes on.
There's absolutely a lot of moral assessment to be made, a lot of looking at what has happened to hustle culture and business. But from our standpoint, you and I, Katie, I'm relatively ignorant about the business side of things, but I do know interesting performances when I see them. And we have a lot of interesting character studies to come in these three shows. Does anyone stand out that you're most excited to dig into?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, well, if you're a Oscar fanatic, as we are on our other podcast, Little Gold Men, you've got Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto at the center of WeWork doing really incredible work. You've got Amanda Seyfried, who just had her first Oscar nomination, playing Elizabeth Holmes. And yes, she does the voice. And yes, it is quite a thing to see. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is Travis Kalanick, kind of the ultimate exploration of the elder millennial jerk bro character. And I have to say, Richard, as a fellow elder millennial, all three of these shows are set, you know, roughly between 2002 and 2015. And there are a lot of needle drops that will make you realize that it's been a long time since 2009, unfortunately. And these are period pieces. I just want you to be prepared.
It is both the horror of nostalgia, the comfort of nostalgia. I like to think of these shows as our generation's There Will Be Blood. They're about the beginning of something terrible and huge and world-changing in a way. So if you're interested in those tech narratives, if you're interested in great performances, if you're interested in hopefully good discussion between myself and Vanity Fair colleagues and people behind the scenes of these shows, I hope you'll listen to this season of Still Watching. Our first episode will be live on Friday, March 4th, and we'll be proceeding every Friday through the end of We Crashed, which will be sometime in April, I believe.
Here, I'll do a little bit of housekeeping because it is complicated, especially because some of these shows are on streaming platforms and therefore will drop three episodes at a time and then one the next week. So we'll start with Super Pumped and The Dropout. Super Pumped will have aired its first episode by next Friday. The Dropout is airing all three on March 4th on Hulu. Super Pumped is on Showtime. And then on March 18th, We Crash premieres, and it will have three episodes then as well. And we'll be covering all three of these shows until April 22nd, which is when We Crash ends. A cornucopia of tech drama is what we're offering this season.
And after that, that's when we'll crash. So until then, please join us, subscribe, also listen to our companion podcast, Little Gold Men.
And email us. Don't forget about stillwatchingpod@gmail.com. We would love to hear your questions about any of these people. And then, I don't know, maybe your hot Elizabeth Holmes theories after the show's premiere.
Yes, we would love emails, especially if you are much more versed in this world than I am, because this is really about an educational journey for me. I think that's what the listener is going to get.
Yeah, it'll be like your first semester at college all over again. It's going to be thrilling.
Speaking of nostalgia. So yeah, until then, we hope you'll subscribe, and we'll see you in Silicon Valley.
The Run for Revogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that. We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOC.
Can you tell us what AWOC means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOC.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.